Now let us have a look at how we can use Japanese candlesticks to avoid trades. Avoiding bad trades can lead to significant positive results. So we use Japanese candlestick trades to take trades or initiate new positions. However, it's equally important for a professional trader to know which trades not to take. Okay. In fact, that is most important than taking the trade. Now, here you see a rising window. This is a daily chart of Bank of Baroda. It's an example of avoiding a trade. So, you have a rising window here. What is a rising window? A rising window becomes support, right? So, let us call it S1. The lower line of the rising window is a stronger support than the upper line of the rising window. And what is a rising window? It's a continuation pattern. So, the trend is likely to keep going up. So, from here, we can expect the price to go up. So, let's say I buy here. Okay, I take a long position here and I keep my stop loss here because the window is the support. So, that itself tells you why you should not take the trade, because the risk is too large. By the time this candle closes and the window gets created, the risk is too large. Remember, I told you the larger the window, the larger the risk. The smaller the window, the smaller the risk. So, this is one reason I would not take the trade. But another very important reason I would not bother taking this long position is because you look at what's happening here. The price went up and then the bears came and attacked here. So, this is where the bears are sitting. This is a daily chart, okay? And that resistance, which I have marked with a purple dotted line, that resistance has remained intact for so many days. In fact, for so many months, there is not a single candle from here till here which has been able to break or close above that resistance point. So, that resistance is a very powerful resistance. Now, why would I take a long position here and expect the price to go up? Why will not the bears come here? Why will not the bears attack here? Because they attacked here. So, they are going to attack here again. That is very obvious. So, why should I take a long position near resistance? Why should I buy near resistance? Okay, so if I buy and suddenly the bears start pushing the price down, I am losing money, right? So, even if it's a rising window, even if it's the best candlestick signal we can have as traders, but we have to see in what context that signal is appearing on the overall market picture. So, the context is as important as the candlestick signal itself. Although the window is the best candlestick pattern, a very strong candlestick pattern, but there is no way I am going to buy near resistance. Okay. So, in this case, that was a prudent decision. Show me a single candle in this range which has closed above that purple dotted line. Not a single candle. They have crossed the purple dotted line, but they haven't been able to close above the purple dotted line. That is very important. Okay. And the market remained in a zigzag position. That there is a reason for this. First, there is a support here by the window. And second, there is a resistance. So, if I call this as R1 and if I call it as RS1, support 1 and resistance 1, you can see why the price has remained stuck in this range, because support is where the bulls are pushing the prices up and resistance is where the bears are pushing the prices down. So, there is a battle between the bulls and bears going on here. So, the price remained stuck in that range for so many days. In fact, it was around a month or so, okay? So, a professional trader who has knowledge of both resistance and the window can use the candlesticks to determine when to take a trade and when to avoid a trade, okay? So, in this case, I would have avoided taking a long position here, okay? Which worked out in my favor. If I would not have taken a long position here, that would have been a prudent decision.